Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Pete Gray. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Len Schult. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gerken. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Steve Gerken. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith throws the ball into Hall, who tags McQuinn, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck bunts in front of the plate. Mancuso fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush misplays the ball. That's an error on Bush. Burns moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch hits a line drive into left field. Gray picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gray. Kell moves to third. Busch moves to second. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Potter reaches second base with a double. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 0 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Peck moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gray. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Peck scores. Estilella moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busch hits a line drive into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerken hits a line drive into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Potter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch fields it and throws to second for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gray hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Moore now playing right field. Milt Burns now playing left field. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peck moves to second. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Estilella strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gerken, and towards Kell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. McQuinn scores. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Potter hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Peck moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peck scores. Siebert moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes McQuinn trying to get to third. Estilella throws the ball into Kell, who tags McQuinn for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Len Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schulte hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Potter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Peck bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-4 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. McQuinn hits a fly ball towards right. Peck catches it and throws to Hall, who relays to Siebert to double up Moore. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schult settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-4 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Browns. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Potter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to third. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-5 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee pinch hits for Steve Gerken. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Peck moves to third. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Estalella hits a pop-up towards the mound. Potter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.